We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
For a phone company, Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And former Wheel of Fortune contestant, Dan Dibley.
No.
This is Steiny, Guru, and Dibs.
Full show.
On 95.7, The Game.
One word and one word only. Mecca. Mecca, baby. Golden State Warriors at the Mecca. Madison Square Garden today at 4:30 to take on the New York Knicks. Maybe the most famous franchise in all of North American sport. 4:30 tip off. We'll get it to you right here. JD and Covey with the 3 p.m. game. What are you laughing at, Goo?
I'm excited.
Madison Square Garden. I'm excited because it's the Garden, right?
Listen, Dibs, and you tell me if growing up in Union City was a lie. Rap started for me in New York with Run DMC, right. Houdini, Grandmaster Flash, and for whatever reason, so did basketball in regard to the Willis Reed moment, Rucker Park, which is, you know, street ball, and Madison Square Garden, the cathedral of the NBA.
Yeah, at the time, it was great, and I believe there was a time where the capital of California was Vallejo or Benicia, one of the two. I believe. Point being, times change and people change, hairstyles change, and the halcyon or the salad days for New York City are so far in the rearview mirror to still claim we're the Mecca. Well, you don't have any pro titles. You got nothing. So maybe Brooklyn will deliver one. The New Jersey Brooklyn Nets might get back there before the actual New York Knicks. So the Mecca conversation always rings hollow to me. But Steiny, when you go to Madison Square Garden, special building in a special city, it is a big game, even though I don't buy into this Mecca crap.
Have you ever been there, Dibs?
Yeah. I went to Madison Square Garden in the late 90s to watch the Indiana Pacers take on the New York Knicks.
Wow.
Yeah, the lady I was with at the time was a huge Reggie Miller fan. This was post Reggie with the 9 points in 8 seconds or the 8 points in 9 seconds. Ooh. I get those two confused, but and I'm hopefully we'll hear that at some point today. But a couple seasons later, we went out there and I went to Madison Square Garden. It's incredible. You get off the subway and you're literally, it's like you're getting off at, one of the 12th Street in Oakland, except you're in Madison Square Garden. You walk right into it. It's incredible.
And you got to go up on an elevator. And
yeah, a couple kinda, of them.
It is
New York, New York. Come on, yeah. Steiny, it's real.
Yeah, tell Dibley that. I know it's real, baby. No, you know, there is something about it. I got to tell you. And listen, here's the thing about Madison Square Garden. It doesn't matter if you or me thinks there's something to it. The bottom line is the pro players, the athletes – think there's something to it. There just is. Can anyone deny that one of the memories of Curry's career is the 54-point game? Why? At Madison Square Garden. Like, players, they love to play there. That they like. Listen, am I going out on a limb to say players get more jacked up for a game at Madison Square Garden than the Amway Center? I think so.
Yeah. And you're right, does that change, Goo, because we're in COVID-19 protocols? We've got no fans, and you've got you don't have 18,000. You don't have Spike Lee menacing you from a courtside seat. Does it change, Goo, tonight?
It doesn't change. It's an internal change, though, Dibs, because you're right. You could use that subtraction button on everything in life during the pandemic because nothing's the same. But it's like what Steiny said, man. You want to have your best game in this building. And if you want to just talk about the effect of Madison Square Garden, Dibs, and I know Steiny hates the college tournaments. There's so many memories for Pat Ewing and all the Big East tournaments. That's when you know you got a building when it translates fellas to college. And that's what the Garden did for me. And I'm a West Coast guy. I just look at that building like, man, it is so much history in that building, Dibs. And I'm mad at you. You ain't the only. But I just think tonight, Steph or Oubre or whoever, any Warrior player got some extra pep in their step.
Well, the pep also has got to come from what happened in the last two games. And, you know, you can blame Draymond. You didn't have Steph and you didn't have your big guys. Well, guess what? Draymond should be having a mea culpa game tonight. There should be no anything other than balling out hard for a victory. And if Steph Curry can get over whatever ailment ailed him and you get the two bigs back, all of a sudden, Goo, this is a game, not that you should quote-unquote win, but this is one you kind of lightweight need after what's happened so far on this trip.
Yeah, and we get the bigs back, Steiny. Wiseman and Looney.
That's the plan. That's the plan, that Looney and Wiseman should be able to play. And another reason this game's turning maybe bigger than we thought is because they got to play Indiana tomorrow, and that's probably the best team they'll play on this trip. So you lose tonight against the Knicks, and now you got to finish up 4 in 6 days against the Pacers. That's going to be difficult. It was almost 8 years ago when Curry dropped 54 in that loss against the New York Knicks. He was amazing that day. A lot of people say it was kind of his coming out party. Obviously, doing it at Madison Square Garden gives you a little cachet. But here's the one thing about Madison Square Garden. I think there's a separation. Is the reason it's considered the most famous arena is because it's more than basketball. Like, they've had, Ali Frazier, 1971, was in Madison Square Garden, stuff like that. John Lennon's final performance was at Madison Square Garden. So it can get you it's known to a lot of people, whether you don't have to be just a sports fan. And I got a couple of unbelievable moments at Madison Square Garden for you guys over the course of the show, and I know Spadoni's got some sound too. So I guess my question to Warrior fans at 888-957-9570 is, okay, Warriors-Knicks today, 4:30 from Madison Square Garden. Does that game mean a little more to you as a Warrior fan? Are you more excited? Are you more intrigued because tonight's game is the Knicks and it's Madison Square Garden? Or, Guru, it's just, hey, it happens to be the Knicks tonight. It happens to be Madison Square Garden, but yeah, I was either going to watch at 4:30 or not watch, and the Knicks don't really have anything to do with it one way or the other. I'm interested to hear what Warrior fans have to say about that.
You know what? I'm going to go round table pizza on you. It's a combination for me. And it's a combination of what transpired the last 2 days to where this is a real game. And you can say, Dibs, we took care of our own house. Everything's good on the Draymond front, but the math is not there. And if somehow you slip up today, we can look back and say this is where the season went bad. It went left with Indiana lurking tomorrow. So I'll be all nostalgia, you know, watching. And I hate they ruined the key. The key should be orange, and they got it blue on blue. We'll leave that alone.
Uh-oh.
But I'm watching, but they need to win, the Warriors.
Yeah, and everything's different because no crowd and, no James Dolan, no Charles Oakley getting wrestled in the third row behind the home bench.
I can't believe that happened.
Yeah, it just, having been there, Steiny, I totally agree with you with the specialness. I just think we need to separate the building from the ideology that New York is still the mecca of basketball. It's just not. You don't get a lot of prospects, of products coming out of New York City like you used to. And I would love to hear from your boy, Chris Mullen. Call in, Mully, and we can talk about the good old days of New York and basketball and you know, how great it was. And maybe he can correct me on the nature of the Mecca. The building itself is special, but without fans, Steiny, it's just a big kind of vacuous, empty arena. Because that thing, as you know, it goes pretty far up. I mean, I think we were sitting in like the 500 or 600 level, and we weren't at the top.
Do you know what that building was patterned after?
The Colosseum in Rome?
Yeah. No, the Colosseum in Oakland.
Oh,
believe
really?
It or not. Yeah. Huh. The or what now is
not the
built before
the Nassau Colosseum?
Yeah. Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah. The one where the Warriors used to play. But yeah, that's one to think about. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's the Knicks tonight. Is it any more important to you as a Warrior fan because it's the Knicks at Madison Square Garden? Or no, it's a big game because we've lost two in a row. Draymond's got to bounce back. Curry's got to come back from his illness. Is today's game any more intriguing just because it's the Knicks at Madison Square Garden? And that's a tip-off at 4:30, pregame at 3, 888-957-9570. And that's all sponsored by Safeway. Safeway is proud to bring you only the finest produce from local growers, straight from the farm to the store to your table. This week, save on asparagus and vine-ripe tomatoes, each just $1.88 a pound, and premium green or red seedless grapes, also $1.88 a pound.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Here comes Willis, and the crowd is going wild. Arnett to Reed on the forecourt, right side from 20, jumps, yes! Willis has hit on his first two.
All right, Marv Albert on the call from 1970.
Yes.
Over 50 years ago. That was Game 7 of the NBA Finals, Knicks versus Lakers. Willis Reed, after missing Game 6, comes out and plays 27 minutes. He scored 4 points early.
Yes.
More of a motivational, inspirational story, and the Knicks ended up winning game 7. And I want to say, I should have checked this, but Walt Frazier with an unbelievable game that day.
Yes.
If I can. So there was a great memory from 1970. Walt Frazier, guys, 36 points and 19 assists in a Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Wow.
Pretty nice.
Walt Clyde Frazier, yes.
Yeah, basketball didn't start with Jordan, youngsters. Didn't start with
Jordan. No, it did not. And by the way, and you heard the call, Marv Albert, he's hit on his first two. He went 2 for 5. So to your point, Steiny, we all talk about, oh, the Willis Reed game, Goo. He was playing incredibly hurt, and he hit his first two, missed three subsequent shots, but it was all about Clyde that night.
The one thing about Madison Square Garden, too, is everybody is just, they love to play there. They just love to play there. And Curry showed that 8 years ago when he had 54. And I don't know. It's just it's a place that's you walk up, you look in the rafters. They got players and Red Holtzman, the banners. Yeah. There's just something about it, Dibs.
It oozes history. And if you talk about the you know, the other venues and other sports that ooze such history, Fenway Park with the obstructed views. You know, you talk about Wrigley. You know, the frozen tundra at Lambeau Field, even though it's been upgraded. You know, some of the venerable old stomping grounds, Goo.
Yeah, it's you guys are going to come down my road for this, Steiny, because you know I'm the sports romantic. But when you showed up to Madison Square Garden, the Knicks were going to be in their virgin white uniforms with the orange lettering, and the road team would always be in their dark uni if it was the Bulls in the reds or the Lakers in purple and the Warriors in blue or the Celtics in green. So the eye candy was there too, fellas. Don't forget
it was
about
pure,
that.
And you know you threw on da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- Here's Charles, or you know, you get Marv occasionally, and you know, Charles Smith. Yes, totally. This was the 90s. The New York Knicks hosting the Indiana Pacers. Yes.
Interestingly, Matty Gukas, great call. Great call with Matty Gukas. A former roommate of mine ended up marrying his daughter, believe it or not.
In a Come on, Steiny.
Small world scenario. Yeah, my guy Chuck Koontz. Chuck Koontz married Matty Gukas' daughter.
My man.
Yeah,
sounds like a booking to me.
Did he ever get another job after Orlando, or was he one and done in coaching? I should know
I think he coached Philly after Billy Cunningham, okay. I think, in Orlando. Then he's been a long-time announcer now for years.
Yeah,
he's actually,
I like him.
He is. He's really good.
Certainly on Mount Gukas more, if there was such a thing.
Well,
Googliata. Yeah. Tom, yeah.
Hey, that's a stretch, but I'll allow it.
There's a couple little Warrior tidbits I want to bring up, but I want you guys to tell me where you want to go first. Do you want a little piece of news? Do you want a different kind of strategy for Steve Kerr? Or do you want a trade rumor involving the Warriors? Which of the three?
I think give me the tidbits first, and we'll tease the trade news for about four minutes. But give me the tidbits, and hold the strategy, too, because that feels more like long form to me.
Yes and no.
What do you got?
Okay. All right, well, the first one, Looney and Wiseman. Looney and Wiseman expected to be back tonight, Goose, so they get their two centers back on the roster. And this is basically their full team this year. Obviously no Clay, but this is who you're going at it with. And, you know, here's the other thing. I'll bet you Wiseman's a little wound up right now, making his return, and it's in that building. And I do wonder how much the fans take out of it, but it's still that damn building.
And what worries me, Steiny, real quick here, is there's going to be an adjustment with both of them, and we know it. And that's why I was hoping they had won those two games, Dibs, so you'd have a little, do I dare say, margin of error. But now you got to make that adjustment, quit going small, and now you got to work them back into the rotation. Find your rotation moving forward, but at what cost? Because, again, you just can't afford to keep dropping games.
Yeah, and you kicked away in dramatic, unprecedented fashion one in Charlotte. And Orlando was there in a tee. And it's like when you – I don't know if you ever coached T-ball, Steiny, but you just got that one kid who just keeps chopping down on the tee, and then the ball dribbles off, and you got to put it back on. It's like, how about a level swing and you just hit the ball once here? It's on a tee. That was the Orlando game.
Yeah.
That was right there.
Show guard is – even off a tee, nice. Even off a tee, you still want to hit line drives.
Right.
Right? And balls on the
Absolutely.
Ground.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not choppers. Not Sunday choppers to short.
And not uppercuts either.
No. No, absolutely not. Nice thing is you can always lay down a bunt just by hitting the tube. And then the ball falls off and you got to beat it out to first base for sure. So we'll see. We'll see Wiseman and Looney back. Unfortunately, Goo, a little piece of bad news for you. Wiseman won't be starting. It'll be Looney at the helm, at center.
Okay.
Holding it down. Okay. He's better. He's better. He's got a brighter future, maybe. No, I'm just messing with you. I know Wiseman's your guy. So they'll be back. And it affects the other thing here. Steve Kerr, in The Athletic, talking to Anthony Slater, who's also our 95.7 The Game insider. Kerr has said that in order to develop Eric Paschal, all right, and to be fair to him and his career, he's got to start playing some power forward. And basically what Steve Kerr said is, I'm going to have to start playing Paschal at the four. He's still going to play some five, but I got to get him time at the four. And I couldn't help but wonder if it just has a little residual from Draymond Green. You know what I mean? Just nobody's going to say Paschal's going to be starting a week from now, but I don't know. I just wonder if because Draymond's Draymond, you just have to give yourself a little insurance there, Dibs. There might not be a correlation, but I couldn't help myself thinking about it.
I also think it speaks to the nature of the future of Draymond Green, and I think that
right.
he's going to eventually become much more of a stretch one. He's just going to be a straight-up point guard
wow.
who can also defend one through four and also rebound a tiny bit. He's not going to be a traditional power forward if he is now. I mean, we know he plays undersized five, and he has 15 assists. So you can call him whatever you want. Draymond Green's a force. So if you can develop Paschal as a power forward, maybe your finishing lineup becomes, you know, Steph and for this year, Steph and Pascal and Wiggins and Draymond and Oubre. And much more of a versatile 1-5.
And you guys help me, Stani and Dibs. Am I being unfair? Because these last two games when the Warriors, and they did make runs without Draymond on the court, and I see Pascal eating like we did early on in the season, but it was different. And this is no shade at Dre, guys. Honestly, I was looking like Pascal, you know, life, the Warriors are going to be a team when Draymond's gone. You know, that's a reality. And when they were making their run without Draymond, Steiny, I just had the thought, like, who would take that spot? And it was Pascal. It was Juan T.A. And, you know, it's funny you say that, but I guess when it gets back to Pascal, him going to the four, I got to imagine it'll be less wear and tear on the body, right, than what he's been subject to, you know, bigs on the second unit per se, because he don't get a lot of run with the first team and do his damage. It's when the second team's in there.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by Dibs's idea of making Draymond a one.
A stretch one.
That's the stretch scares me a little because he can't shoot. But, boy, you know what? And Dibs, you were talking about this. Remember how lousy Ricky Rubio was when the Warriors played the Timberwolves that two-game stretch? I mean, he stunk.
You could have just left it at how lousy Ricky Rubio was. You didn't have to specify.
Draymond could do everything that Ricky Rubio does. He could pass. He's a better defender.
Much.
Obviously, Rubio's a little better shooter, but not much. Maybe Draymond's got something there.
He just becomes Rodman with a handle. And yeah. I'm not saying he's going to, as Goo likes to say, or he's not going to hit you with the hezzy, but he's going to be able to bring it up the floor. He can dribble it in transition, and he can initiate offense as good as any other point guard in the league as far as, like, you know, finding Steph. And when Clay's around, he knows how to get Clay comfortable. So I think the future of Draymond Green, Goo, is as a stretch one. And I'm going to go ahead and copyright that phrase right now because – you know, he's not a threat. He's not a two-way guard, but he's going to be an unbelievably unique.
Two-way Dre?
Yeah, right. Two-way
when
Dre.
When you say that, you know, you're telling me you don't think highly of his defense, Tibbs. You feel
some
slippage.
I do. But offensively, he can't be a traditional four in our league. If Pascal's a guy who can shoot it a little bit and he is an offensive threat, then you can play them together if Draymond's your point guard.
Who had three assists, Steiny, without Steph the other night in Charlotte. You know, that ain't the 15 that we're accustomed to. I mean, if I'm out there, I'm going to get some assists playing with 30, not taking anything away from Dre. But when Steph, that luxury wasn't out there, you know, my guy Dre got you three assists.
Right. A lot of that, if not most, has to do with whether the guy makes the shot or not. So, like, he could have been passing the hell out of it, but Curry's the guy who cashes in.
I don't even think they had 20 assists as a team. I looked at the number. It might have been closer to like 18. I'll pull up the box if necessary, but it was an ugly game on both sides. That thing was not a work of art. I mean, yeah, they gacked it away. He gacked it away at the end, but that was kind of an ugly duckling.
Yeah, it was. Hey, by the way, we got the trading deadline is in March, and there's going to be a lot of these probably over the course of the next few weeks, but one certainly caught my eye. Ian Begley, who works for SNY TV in New York, reported that the Dallas Mavericks called the Golden State Warriors to see if the Warriors had any interest in Kristaps Porzingis. Kristaps Porzingis. Boy, he's an intriguing player, Goo. You interested in Kristaps Porzingis and all 7 feet of him and all Mr. Perimeter and whoo. I mean, that deserves a guru. Whoo.
Yeah, a few of them, but I was, you know, before injury, I was interested. Not now. He'll just break your heart, Dibs. He'll get you excited, get you all lathered, shoot that shot. He's Durant on steroids body-wise, and what he can do, he just can't stay healthy, Steiny. So why would you want that in your locker room? Just to get your heart broken come playoff time? That's how I see it.
He's healthy now. Man. He's healthy now, Dibs.
Yeah, and he's only had, a couple catastrophic injuries? I mean, What's wrong with that? Oh, we're all just, you know, the Clay countdown is something that we're watching closely because he'll be back 100%. But Kristaps, who is 7 years younger than Clay, who sustained largely similar injuries, not the Achilles. I believe he's had an ACL, and I can't even remember the other variety of maladies that has befallen the youngster. But he is a lot younger than Clay. So if we're going to just, you know, rubber stamp Clay is coming back, I don't think it's fair to say that Porzingis is any more injury prone at 25.
You know who's,
okay,
you
know,
Dibs. No, oh, do it again because I talked over it, please.
Okay, Dibs.
Nice. We need to boost the volume on that by about 12%, but otherwise it's perfect, Brian in Palo Alto. Thank you.
Hey, you know who makes pretty much the exact same amount of money as Porzingis, Guru?
Give it to me.
Andrew Wiggins.
I'll take Wig over Porzingis.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I said it. And again, I think Porzingis is a better player, but Wiggins has not had the catastrophic injuries that I think, because of the way this guy's body is structured, he'll always get hurt at the most inopportune time. So I'd go with the for show, as we say in the streets, and that's Wiggins' availability.
Wow. I can't say I disagree with you, but I'll tell you one thing that's happened, and it's been noticeable, at least to me. There's more and more Warrior fans saying, don't mess with Wiggins. Don't mess with Wiggins. Let's keep him here. We like him. And I'm really? Has Wiggins in 30 games this year? I don't know. Has he played himself into he's a keeper, Dibs, untradeable? Not untradeable, don't want to trade him.
I feel a little awkward saying this on his 26th birthday. And happy birthday, Wig. I hope you go out and have 26 at Madison Square Garden on your 26th. If he does, it'll be 9 of 17 in a 9-point loss. But I digest. If the Warriors were breakfast, he's a poached egg. He's good for you. He's an egg. He's not, you know, he's not scrambled with a side of bacon. He's not certainly Eggs Benedict with hollandaise and maybe a nice salmon or a crab Benedict. You know, you're talking about that's a nice, he's a poached egg. He's good.
But we haven't seen him at his best when, on to him, when Clay comes back.
What he's doing
now, if you turn the volume down just a little notch, I mean, man, you got something. He's done that, and I think that's where the excitement comes from, Stoney. You know I'm Mr. I hate looking at next year, but if Wiggins does this and Clay is 85% and Steph is doing what he's doing, we got something.
What do you think we got?
Maybe action? A trip to the Western Conference Finals. Action, Jackson.
Man, I don't know about that. And I'm also wondering how Wiggins can get better once Clay gets back. I mean, can he really get more efficient than he is now, which is the most efficient he's been in his career for the most part? I don't know. By the way, you know who else has a birthday today? Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray's 24. Can anybody tell me what Jamal Murray and Andrew Wiggins have in common?
They're both from Canada.
That's correct, Goo. Yes.
Nice, Canadian Goo.
Thursday, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, Goo. I like it. A-Wig.
No autographs.
A-Wig is, 26 and Murray's 24. All right, let's go to, should we start out with the man, the myth, the legend, BPA? Or should we, of course we will. Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto. He agrees with Dibs about something, I think. What's up, BPA?
Hey, guys. Hey, Dibs. that's for you, Dibs, by the way. I love the idea. I mean, I'd love to see. I mean, Pascal scores, like 24 points per 36 minutes for every 36 minutes on the floor?
Something
he
like
shoots
that.
At a high percentage. He's a very difficult guard. And I would love to see him on the court more with Steph. So I think that's a great idea. And
Draymond at the one.
That's,
right?
Sure. Yeah, why not? Obviously that's probably not a scalable play, but maximize what Draymond can do for the team now while he's under contract and the team is still committed to him, I think that's a reasonable idea.
BPA, where are you with Wiggins? Where are you with Wiggins?
I like, honestly, it's hard to believe that I like Wiggins. I never ever thought I would say that. I thought that was a terrible decision by Lakeup and Myers, and that was just, honestly, that was just, as Draymond said, dead wrong.
Right.
And so, yeah, I like Wiggins. Wiggins is acceptable for me. I like Oubre. Like, you have Oubre, Wiggins, Pascal, Draymond, Steph on the court. I mean, pretty much between Pascal, Oubre, Wiggins, you can guard, you know? Like, those guys are pretty interchangeable as far as who they can guard. So I like that play.
Thanks, Brian.
Great play. It'd be the that's the best team. Thanks.
All right. Brian of Palo Alto says he likes Dibs' call there with Wiggins with Draymond at one.
And this this is kind of a short-term thing until Wiseman is really grown and ready to be a finishing player in our league. And he's just not, and that's okay. He's so young in his rookie year, and eventually Clay comes back, and obviously things are different at that point. But just thinking about now, the short-term fix, Goo, heading into the Mecca tonight in a game that, if you lose this one, my prediction of no three games up, three games down streaks, it goes away in dramatic fashion.
And you got the Pacers tomorrow, Stani.
Yeah.
I thought you just said it was wins, Dibs. You said they'd never have a three-game losing streak?
I believe I said both, Kyle. Really?
Yeah, you did both.
Well, that was brilliant. Gutsy.
That was gutsy. That's where I will never be tabbed with such names as Humpty Dumpty for sitting on the wall.
Right.
Because I'm not afraid to take a stand and be wrong, you know, and have a Brian in Palo Alto challenge you and call you incorrect. So to get that vote of confidence for me on this Tuesday, I'm riding pretty high right now.
No, that's and you sure are, Dibs. You really are. Let's go to Damon. Damon's in the East Bay. Wants to talk a little Kristaps Porzingis. What's up? What's up, guy?
Hey, Steiny, hey, Dibs, hey, Goo. Just calling you guys up. I'll do my best to follow up BPA. About Porzingis, I heard Guru just shoot down Wiggins for Porzingis. And to be honest, man, I mean, that guy's got versatility. He's got the size. I don't want to hate on Wiggins. I like the fact he's playing better. He seems happier, yada, yada, yada. But it was just like 2 weeks ago when we realized that, you know, Steph, Dre, Oubre, Wiggins, like, that's not going to win the championship. That's probably not even going to Western Finals. So why wouldn't you swap out a player who's that dynamic in Porzingis, despite the history? But he's a couple years younger, but it just seems like it's a good call. What do you think?
I think Porzingis, the numbers look good on Porzingis. Yeah. He's averaging over 20 a game, more than Wiggins. He's averaging 8 rebounds, more than Wiggins. He's averaging 1.3 assists, same as Wiggins, essentially. Blocks more shots than Wiggins, even though that's an area where Wiggins has done fine this year. I think, believe it or not, I don't think there's a deal here because the Warriors would probably at this point say, we're going to take the devil we know. I shouldn't use that term because they're both good guys, but we're going to choose the guy we know over the guy we don't know. And I think the Knicks would want more. The Knicks would want Wiggins some kind of pick. Yeah. And that's where I got to say Pike hit it.
They want Wiseman. I was monitoring some of my Dallas radio homies earlier this morning, Goo, and the name Wiseman's the one that comes up. So at that point, it's probably a non-starter. Even if it was, one for one straight up.
Yeah.
And one of the packages I saw was so convoluted so as to make it not worth anyone's while.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm not giving up a draft pick to get Porzingis in here, Goo.
Stani, I got a question for you. When'd you come up with BPA? That's the first time you used it.
That's Dibs. Okay. That Dibley did that.
Yeah.
Brian Palo Alto.
I just hadn't heard BPA.
No, just the pump fakery of his tone, the way he hits you with that. It's had me since 2018.
Dead wrong.
I'm used to EPA, Steiny, East Palo Alto. So when I heard EPA,
sure,
blood, yeah.
I got Environmental Protection Agency for the EPA.
Skew local. It's East Palo Alto. Guru's right. Largely squeezed out by Facebook, in Menlo Park. Menlo Park is now creeping on what used to be EPA, Goo.
Yeah,
Yeah, I drive by Facebook a lot when I go down to play golf, and it's amazing how many people stop at the big Facebook sign to take a picture. It's overrated. Yeah, well, I think so too, obviously.
Man, but, and you know where they're posting that, right?
Yeah. Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have this. Yeah, the thumbs up, right. Baby.
Zuckerberg.
Up. What do you got?
I'll tell you what I got. We got Warriors at Madison Square Garden. What are you expecting from Draymond Green tonight? That's the other thing. What are you expecting from Draymond Green? Does he gotta do something? And here's the other thing about Draymond as he fades away a little bit after his apology. Do you accept his apology? We'll take another listen to it if you want. And do you expect anything more out of Draymond tonight than he's been giving you in light of what happened last game? And that's all sponsored by Outdoor Supply Hardware. Outdoor Supply Hardware is now open in Millbrae, and that's at 900 El Camino Real on the peninsula, just south of SFO. Visit the helpful folks at Osh for everything from patio sets and garden supplies to power tools, paint, and, of course, all your hardware needs. Find them at osh.com.
Now for the Exergen temperature check, because accuracy matters. It's 67 degrees and mostly sunny in Mountain View.
You're listening to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Ewing with 36 points. Armstrong handles against Harper. Jordan. Played very well by Starks. Good fake goal, and he has given the Bulls a 111-109 lead. The Knicks call for time, and that is a high for the NBA this season. 55 points by Michael Jordan.
March 1995, 5 games into his comeback, Michael Jordan had 55 at Madison Square Garden. I'm assuming the Bulls won that game. And was that the game he was wearing number 45? When he came back?
Absolutely.
Come on, Goo. Where are you, Goo? You're the numbers guy. Come on.
Yeah, no, I hated that he had 4 or 5 on. I hated that he had it on when they lost to Orlando when he came back. Remember Penny and Shaq and in Orlando when he looked like Superman had lost his cape. Remember he got the ball taken from him?
Yeah, when, Nick Anderson, yeah. Horace Grant. Yeah. That's, man, the magic. Nick, hit a free throw, my man.
Exactly.
That's brutal. I mean.
Hey, Dubhub, you want to win a spot in the Dubhub at the Warriors game, their next home game, or one coming up? Listen today at 12:30 for your chance to win. If you don't win, you can always go to warriors.com and register for your chance to be a part of the Dubhub. Of course, the Dubhub at the Chase Center is where you get to virtually be there. So you want a chance to be in the Warriors Dubhub. Listen today at 12:30. For your chance to win. And coming up in 10 minutes, we got Gary St. Jean joining us. And at 11:48, a little lunchtime with Fitz. We're gonna have a little late morning lunch with Fitz at 11:48 to talk about the Warriors and whatever else we want to talk to Fitzy about. Maybe the greatness of the Garden. He's been there many times. See how Fitzy feels about the Mecca. Yeah. What do you think? Yinku, yeah, I like it.
I'm ready. I'm fine.
Be better at your job.
You know what that one does? That
We're
one's
trying,
a,
Fitz,
that
yeah.
one's a tough one. That one is a tough one for
me. I think
me.
He's talking to me.
No, he was talking to who was he referring to? He was referring to people who say Wiggins
officials?
Isn't a great defender. It was the officials. I think you're right. And the officials will be center stage tonight. See how Draymond responds as the Warriors take on the New York Knicks. By the way, a couple other things. We were talking about Madison Square Garden, Dibs, and some of the stuff that happened there and why maybe people think it's one of the greatest arenas of all time. How about this one? It hosted the first WrestleMania. The first WrestleMania at Madison Square Garden, 1985. I mean, that's big. That must have been Hulk Hogan.
Must have been, yeah. Andre the Giant had to be playing a role at some point.
Oh, that was my
favorite. That may have been the one where Hulk body slammed Andre the Giant. Maybe the first time ever in professional wrestling history that Andre had been body slammed. Yeah. 1994, Wayne Gretzky's retirement as a New York Ranger. Goo? Mm. Yeah. What
yeah,
do you give me for
that,
Goo?
He'll always be an Oiler, but yeah.
All right, here's one.
Three.
Here's one, Goo. I'm surprised you didn't remember this one. Who holds the record for points in a game at Madison Square Garden? Again, in a pros, NBA.
Carmelo Anthony.
No, your favorite player, or one of them. Kobe. Kobe had 61 in 2009.
That was my first guess, Dibs. Damn.
All right.
Yeah, Kobe's always a safe guess. Kobe or Wilt, and you know, Wilt was doing it elsewhere when he got his hundo. Hershey, PA, I believe.
Nice. Now the Grant Center in still same arena.
Yeah, I was about to ask, actually.
That's where the Hershey Bears play of the old AHL. The other thing about here, this is just some great stuff I was looking up today. Before Jordan scored, before Kobe had his 61, a month before that, there was a six overtime game there between UConn and Syracuse. Remember that one? 2009 also.
Damn.
Six overtimes. And I just have a couple more. Don't ever forget the Milrose games. The Milrose games were always at Madison Square Garden. Billy Joel, 12 consecutive sold-out shows at Madison Square Garden. That's a record.
Wow.
Billy Joel. Yeah.
Uptown girl.
You've been living in Uptown guy. And then lastly, 1978, packed house to see the Pope. The Pope. Anytime you got a Pope in the arena. So that's why we're talking about Madison Square Garden, because we think it's people think it's one of the greatest arenas of all time.
It's overrated.
No, it might be. It might be. We're talking a little bit about Porzingis. His name has come up in rumors regarding the Warriors and would they have interest. I'm with you guys. I think they're content with Wiggins right now. I think they'd take a look at Porzingis if it wouldn't cost us any of their core. I guess my question to you, Goo, is what would be the end game with Oubre, Kelly Oubre, who's a free agent at the end of this year? Do you think the Warriors, how do you think they feel about Oubre?
I think the positive outweighs the negative, and the answer to that question is Mr. Lakeup opening his wallet to go in the red to bring him in. So that tells you right there what they thought about him. Obviously, he's not Klay Thompson. But let's be real. If the Warriors, anybody can go Al Bundy and sell him on coming off the bench, then you can talk about the next addition of strength in numbers. You talk about Pascal, Oubre coming off the bench. I'm talking about next year. I mean, man, that would be a great coup for me if the Warriors could sell this young man on staying with the Warriors and maybe not being a starter. He can ball. He was a baller before he got here. And, Dibs, I'm going to say this. I think what he's doing now in the zone, I think he's in mentally, is more impressive because we saw him start at 5% from deep. When the weak-minded might, they would have faltered and been shot. We got to give this dude – almost extra credit for not wilting when people were calling for him to be, you know, cut. And look at him now. Look at me now, is Busta Rhymes say.
Right. And then in the game, we'll be back saying Kelly Oubre making boneheaded plays and can't hit the broadside of a barnyard from the middle of Kansas. And it's just the up and down nature of Oubre Jr. But one thing about Kelly Oubre is that he's impactful on the game, either positively or negatively. And so as you can contrast it to Andrew Wiggins, a lot of times he doesn't impact the game at all. So yeah, if you could convince Oubre to stay and you're our super six man, ultimately he's looking for money. And I'm not begrudging him for that because he's yet to get that big contract. And that's what he's playing for right now. So if the team wants to keep him and they want to exercise the bird rights and give him, let's just say 4 years and $80 million, which might be 4-7. Let's say 4-70. $17.5 million on the average. That's going to cost a boatload because you're going to be over the tax. So can you really afford to pay a guy to give you 30 minutes and you're going to give him $70 million, which is going to cost you $140 million or more in tax payments? Or do you try to nurture an Eric Paschal into that role? So ultimately, I think liking Oubre has nothing to do with whether or not you'll trade him. If they can get something for him at the deadline, they will, because if the year goes out and you don't want to spend that much money on him, then you lose him for nothing.
Yeah, and Goo, you use one of my least favorite phrases. Fold up the tent. That's a Mark Jacksonism, and I reject it. And I've always wondered, can you please translate this for me? Because, okay, you said Oubre started out shooting the ball really poorly. I mean, he could have folded up his tent. What does that look like? Do you think he would have quit basketball altogether?
No. He could have just been shot. He could have been a shot fighter. Like he would lose confidence. He wouldn't even, the percentages from three wouldn't even get better. He would run from other shots. He has not done that. And to me, again, it was so bad. So I can't say it's been great, but it's a trait and characteristic to where I say, this guy's one of the mentally tough guys because he battled. He was at the bottom, Steiny. Let's keep it real. Everybody was kicking him out of town. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Who is somebody that did fold up their tent? Because clearly a lot of people fold up their tent, according to you and Mark Jackson. He could have folded up his tent. Like, so who's an example of somebody who did tough start and just say, I'm packing it in?
Well, I'm thinking more so careers. I think of guys like Smush Parker in L.A. He let the outside noise get to him and derail him. Also, he wasn't as talented as Oubre. Joe Johnson at times, Steiny, had all the talent in the world, and all depending on which situation he was in, you could see him wilt. So Oubre was averaging 18 points a game, coming off his best season in the league. And now you can see why. It's all about, does he fit in? And Dibs is right. You'll see some bonehead plays. But, Steiny, when you turn a Warrior game off, Oubre can play this game. It's just about what Oubre you're going to get.
I'm thinking about that.
Yeah, you don't know which one you're going to get. And that's – a lot of times, though, it's not because he's just not interested or he's not engaged. Yeah. It's just because he's off. And – he plays with that singular focus sometimes of he's going to get his, and at times he doesn't have the great awareness of what's going on around him. But at least he's out there making aggressive mistakes when he is.
He is that. I don't see a place for him on the Warriors. And I don't think he's at the point where he can be part of a championship team. And the reason I say that is because, to me, he'd be a great championship piece off the bench. I think that would suit him ideal. But he's 25. He's not doing that right now.